My inward concepts set my outward effect. My inward concepts set my outward effects. What goes on inside of me is what is being responded to outwardly. If I have a happy thought, if I have a happy life, if I think that everything in the world is beautiful and good, if I look at all of the world and I call it good and label it in just that way, that is how the world is. The world is an exact replica of what my inward concepts are. So as I look at the world and I see it as a beautiful, wonderful place, that is what my inward concepts are. Whatever the outward effect is in my world, whatever I see the world as being, that is what I have inside of me. Now, am I happy with the world that I'm in? Am I happy with the world that I'm thinking about? The election time is coming here, and everybody is saying, oh, vote for this, vote for that, do this, do that. This is right, this is right. This is the most beneficial person for our country at this time. This is the most wonderful person for our country at this time. Vote this way, vote that way. And then I say to myself, what am I doing? My inward concepts set my outward effects. Now, what effect do I want? I want to have the finest governing officers governing my country, America, that I could possibly have. I want to have the ideal government, the ideal men and women to govern my world that it's possible to have. I am the one who is the setting the inward concepts now. So I'm setting these inward concepts, and I'm determining with these inward concepts what the world is going to be and how the world is going to be. And as I think about that, I think, well, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful the world is going to be just the fantastic thing that I expect it to be? I see in our government all the men and women who are with the best interests of the nation at heart, with the best interests of the people at heart, with the best interests of everything that could possibly be at heart. It's not a matter that they're in it for themselves. They're in it because they want to benefit the country. They're not looking for party lines. They're not looking for things that go for this party or that party. They're looking for things that are going to benefit the people, all the people. All the people, and they're going to benefit the people in a large way. And now, the finest governing people in the world. Now, the details are not my responsibility. The details are taken care of by principle or law. And I set principle or law in motion relative to what it is that I expect. Now, as I go around telling all the people in the world, in my world, telling all the people in my world, we have the finest governing officials of any country in the world. They're always interested in having things beneficial for the country. They're always interested in seeing that whatever is for the finest and best of the country is done. They're looking for what is going to be happy for the individuals, for the people, because they're the government of the people. They are elected by the people, and the people have these desires and needs and programs that are important to them. And the officers that they put into the government are the ones who bring them about. They bring about the hospitals, the highways, they bring about the schools, they bring about all the things that are beneficial. They bring about harmonious activities between the governments of the world from one country to another. They are always harmonious with one another. Always the diplomat, always. and this is my inward concepts that set my outward effect. My outward effect is ideal governing officials, ideal legislators of every nature. My inward concept is that the legislators are doing their ideal work in a most marvelous, most fantastic, most glorious way, and they're doing it now. And as the election comes up, they will, the people who are best suited to this are elected. I have no idea who they are. I could guess, and I could listen to their harangues. I could listen to their suggestions. I could listen to their programs. And if I believed from what I hear before that politicians are not responsible, then I'm living in a bad consciousness. If I believe that I put the cause in motion, my inward concepts are that all the legislators in this country, in all countries, but especially in the United States, all the legislators in the United States are guided by an inward drive to do what is finest and best for the country. Do what's finest and best for the people. And the governing people, the governing individuals, they're known in universal concept. They're known in divine order. They're known in truth. And I speak my word that it is done. And it is done. Well, what about voting? How can you vote? How can you know what to vote? I use the same principle in the voting. When I say, I know the perfect person for this. And it doesn't matter what party they are in, it doesn't matter where they're doing anything. I know the perfect person for this who is able to bring about the desires for the people most effectively, most efficiently, most wonderfully. And I put my cause in motion to have it done. I put my cause in motion to reveal it and have it be brought forth so that all the world can look at the United States and say, wow, what a wonderful government it is. And you know, if I stop and think, that's what's been happening, because I love my government, I love my country. And that's just what happened. All the people around the world, and I've traveled over much of the world, and I've talked to people around the world, and I've talked to many of them about the government of the United States and the President of the United States at the time that I was there. And I've been around the world through many different presidents. And as I have spoken to these different people, I told them what the president wanted to do and how the government wanted to operate and how it wanted to be an effective tool for peace on earth and benefit for the people who live in the United States. And when I got done talking to them, telling them what our president was, who he was, they knew what we have, and they aspired and desired to have what we have, not realizing that they have to create it for themselves in some beautiful, fantastic way. No. My inward concepts set my outward effects. What are my inward concepts? My inward concepts are that here in the United States, we have the most wonderful legislators in the world. And they're honest, and they're caring and sharing and loving in every possible way. I speak that regularly, positively, knowingly. It's not a matter of what party am I or what party are they. It's a matter of what am I speaking it for? How am I putting this cause in motion? What am I doing with this cause that I'm putting in motion? How is it being affected in my life? How is it being affected in the lives of all the people in the world who are living these causes, who are enjoying these ideas and these concepts? How am I doing it? Well, how I'm doing it is evidenced by what I see in government, what I see of the legislators of the United States, what I see now. Because if this has been my thought, if this has been what I've been thinking all these years, then this is my reality now. And this is who and what I am now. I am living in this inward concept. And My inward concept brings about my outward effect most beautifully, most powerfully, and most wonderfully, because that's the way the principle works. That's how I vote. That's how I create the finest government in the world here in the United States. That's how I create every local, state, city, government that can be in the United States. And they're wonderful. They are my inward concept set in my outward effect. And it is done now. Right? You bet your life it's right. Have a good day. And know that you too can set your inner concept for your outer effect, and know that it is good and very good, and it is done now. I love you.